Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
What up? Winning cures everything. College football week number 10 previews. Let's talk about this week. I'm Gary.
I'm Chris.
We got some big time stuff happening in our home city. That's what I'm talking about. College game day is coming to Memphis. Woo-hoo! And we could not be more excited about it. Of course, the Bear, Chris Felica, will be here. He won't be on with us this week, but we're going to be hanging out. It's going to be a good time. So, I'm pumped about that. Of course, we are ready to go see the football game, SMU and Memphis. Not a lot of big games this week, so we'll actually be at the Liberty Bowl watching the game. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be nice and chilly, you know, upper 30s. It's going to be kind of cold. We're going to have to bundle up a little bit. But I'm pumped.
I'm a big old bitch. It's going to work.
We got to get you one of them hats.
I'm not worried about the hat. I'm worried about my freezing ass on them metal bleachers.
Oh, you got that right. All right. We are Winning Cures Everything. Of course, you can go over to winningcureseverything.com. Find out more information about us. All of our social media platforms are over there. Facebook, Twitter. You can find out where we are on the website. If you're on YouTube, hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button. And make sure to leave some comments. Tell us what you like this week, what you don't like. Tell us what your picks are. Tell us what game we should be covering. Of course, there are some games we're not going to go over in this that we go over in our gambling picks show, and you need to take a gander at that. So go and watch the gambling picks, see what we say about those games. Of course, we're going to cover 9 of them today. 5 of them are the big ones, and then we'll do the rapid fire at the end of it. The show, of course. I don't know why I always forget about this. Tunica, Mississippi. They bring you the show.
Pay the bills.
Yes. They sponsor the show.
We love them.
They bring you the show every week. They are the South's premier sports gambling destination. They've got 6 incredible sports books. You can find more information on them over at tunicatravel.com. So go check them out. Tell them we sent you and tell them how much you appreciate them, of course, because we sure do. They are good people down there. We love working with them. And we will continue to do so for as long as they will have us. Let's jump into game number 1.
Come on.
SMU at Memphis. Memphis currently a 5-point favorite in this game. It is Saturday night, 6:30 p.m. on ABC primetime.
I see it 5.5 everywhere. So that's kind of going.
Memphis. Is it 5.5?
Yeah.
I mean, it opened at 3. Everybody's on Memphis.
As bad as TCU's been, SMU's been killing people?
Well, SMU hadn't really been killing people. If you look at their second level wins, and let's go on and jump into it.
Come on. That's what we're here for, right?
SMU, they're I think it's called second level wins.
What does that mean?
That is their win expectancy. Like what the wins that they should have based on what they did in the games leading up to this. They are like 2 wins. They should be 6-2 or even possibly 5-3. But they have lucked out. Like they beat TCU by 3. They beat Houston by 3. They beat Tulsa by 3. And that Tulsa game was last second, you know, it third overtime, and that was Tulsa giving the game away.
How'd Memphis beat Tulsa?
Same way. But Memphis, aside from that game, and aside from the Temple game, which technically Memphis should have won, and not because of the last second whatever that the ref screwed up, But because Memphis turned the ball over four times, and if they hadn't turned the ball over, Temple was never stopping that team. Like, they scored every time that they got the football and didn't give it back to Temple. They turned the ball over four times. Four times. What are you doing? God. Anyway, so Memphis, on paper and everything else, is the better football team. They have the one loss, but they are at home in a primetime spot on ABC at the Liberty Bowl, and SMU has to come to their house. So, everybody loves Memphis in this spot, and I think I do too. Mike Norvell has done a fantastic job with this program. Sonny Dykes has also done a fantastic job with SMU. Did something happen? Mm-hmm. What happened? What's going on?
I just got an alert that chaos is ensuing in the World Series, and something controversial call and chaos ends in the Nationals manager, David Martinez, being ejected, Trey Turner being called out.
So, wow.
I don't know.
What inning are we in?
I'm trying to watch this game while Gary talks.
What inning are we in? It's the weirdest thing
anybody's ever done. We are in the top of the eighth. Strasburg went eight strong, 102 pitches. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
What's our score? 5-2?
I think we're gonna get game seven.
Oh, I'm good with that. I love game sevens in the World Series.
I just like the idea of me being able to actually watch the end of the World Series.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That makes sense. All right, so Memphis SMU. Memphis looks like the better team. SMU has got a great storybook tale going on right now. I think it ends at the Liberty Bowl. That's my pick on this game. Of course, you and I always give picks.
I'll take Memphis. Lay your points.
Same thing?
Yeah.
All right, so we both like Memphis. I don't
think it's getting bigger, but I'm going with it, man. I'm not betting against the Tigers this week.
No chance.
Oh, you know me. I don't care.
Oh, I know you. I know you. So,
ain't afraid of no loss?
No. Look, we're from Memphis. We're used to losing. That's all right. That's all right. But not this year. Memphis has a chance to be the Group of Five representative in the New Year's Six in the Cotton Bowl, and there ain't nothing bigger than that for this football program. So, next game up, let's move into Jacksonville, Florida. The world's largest outdoor cocktail party, 2:30 p.m. on CBS, Georgia. A 6.5-point favorite against Florida. It opened at six, got bet down to 3.5, and got bet back up to 6.5. I don't know what is going on here. You feel differently. You love Florida in this spot. I know what your pick is. You taking Florida to win?
Thanks for telling everybody.
Well,
that's fine. Gary, do the show. Yeah, no, I think Florida's going to win the game. I think they're going to kick their ass. I think Georgia is overrated. I think they've got so much talent. Talent-wise, Georgia should win this game 10 times. Talent-wise, Georgia should have beaten South Carolina like a drum.
They should have beaten Kentucky like a drum.
They got beat by a third-string quarterback. Not a backup quarterback. The emergency quarterback on the road in Sanford Stadium between those hedges that they're so proud of. Well, why don't you take pride in your football team and coach a little bit, Kirby, and not so much in your hedges, okay? All right? Second thing, then they go to Kentucky. Oh, it's raining. It's raining, so it's really hard to score. Oh, I'm sorry. That great, unbelievable defense. They blanked Kentucky, but they couldn't get any turnovers for you. They couldn't get you the ball in a rainstorm. So you can have better field position, so at least you can kick some field goals or score some touchdowns. The quarterback for Kentucky, not a first string. That guy's been out for a while. Not a second string. He's been out too. Not a third string. A wide receiver played quarterback the entire game. And they struggled to put points up.
Yeah. Kentucky didn't put any points up.
I get that. Because they had a receiver playing quarterback, Gary.
That receiver also beat Missouri last week. I'm just saying, I think that Georgia could be holding something out for this game.
If Georgia's holding back, and that's the reason they lost to South Carolina, Kirby Smart, I joke about this all the time, when I think coaches should be fired, push them out a window, shoot them, throw them in the bridge. No, he should be set on fire. Oh, you lost to South Carolina because you were sandbagging because you want to be. No, you're supposed to be one of the best teams in the country. And so you got a sandbag to beat your biggest rival?
You know how I always.
You got to hide stuff so you beat your biggest rival?
You know how I always talk about post-game win expectancy? Like I was just talking about with second line wins or whatever it is.
I don't know you always talk about it, because this is the first I've ever heard about it.
No, I've brought it up to you before. Their post-game win expectancy in that game against South Carolina was 92%. Basically, if they don't turn the football over three times, they win the football game.
Okay.
Like, if they don't miss a field goal that's a chip shot for their guy.
You don't think Florida's capable of taking away the ball?
I understand that. And Florida does get their best defensive players back.
Correct.
Right? So, we got that Kadarius Toney is supposed to be back as well on offense.
You got a chess match coming up. You taking Dan Mullins or Kirby Smart?
I will take Mullen to cover
times,
the spread.
100 times over and over and over again, you'll take Dan Mullins over Kirby Smart, right?
Yeah.
Because one guy
understands how to put together a football
really
program
good
and
football,
a football
coach, yeah. And knows how to build a program and get the absolute most out of his guys.
Well,
the other guy can play
Kirby
from
can do
the
that.
Front. No, Kirby can play from the front with unbelievable talent.
No,
you give him the best talent in the world, Kirby can play from the front against anybody. But if that game is close, if it's just tight, just a little bit late in the game, boy, he is going to fall all to pieces.
What I said was that Mullen knows how to build a football program. It is obvious that Kirby understands how to build a football program as well.
Lots and lots and lots of money.
But, when it comes to game day, and when it comes to a game plan, I trust Dan Mullen more than I trust Kirby Smart. What I'm worried about here is the overwhelming talent that Georgia has. That Florida does have talent, but Georgia has more of it. And that could, Georgia hasn't had a lot to be fired up about, and now they got something to play for. So that's the only thing that scares me off of it. But
I might lose big on this game. I might lose big on this game because all those things you're saying could be right. If they're right, that is a fireable offense by Kirby Smart.
I mean,
I'm not going to disagree with you. Lose a bullshit game because you were holding back and sandbagging, and you can't get your guys motivated to play South Carolina. Oh, we're so much better than them that we're just bored out here, and that's why we're playing close games, and that's why we can't get fired up for it. That's all coaching. That is your job as the coach to get these guys ready to play week in and week out, to see the season as one game at a time. And if you've already envisioned yourself in the national championship, bub, you ain't making it.
Yeah. Now, you're right. You're right.
You're getting housed this week.
And I love how passionate you get about
I don't like Florida.
No, I know.
For me to go this big on Florida?
Yeah.
I've lost a lot of respect. Of course, I called it when he got there. The man's going to recruit. He's going to have talent out of the yin-yang. But if it ever comes down to an X's and O's battle, he's going to get out-coached by almost everybody.
And as you say yin-yang, and I immediately think, if you want a little yin in your yang-yang, if you want a little zing in your zang-zang.
Sorry.
College game day, baby. Woo, coming to Memphis. All right, let's move on. I've got Florida to cover. I've got Georgia to win straight up.
You're going to be disappointed.
I might be. Let's move on, and we'll make these a little quicker. Oregon, -4.5 going to the Coliseum in Los Angeles. They go in and dealing with the Getty Fire and everything that's going on out there. Of course, if you're watching in Cali, we hope you're all right.
Yeah, man.
Don't be watching this crap. No. Go and get as far away from that mess as you can, because it is a disaster.
I got a friend that lives in L.A., and they've got family back this way. We're like, just come on. Like,
just
you're not
come
going, on. You're not going to work. Just come home.
Yeah, like, just come on.
No, we don't want to. Like, what? Well, they haven't told us we have to evacuate. Well, why the hell are you going to wait?
Like, why would you wait?
What else you doing? Because you can't go to work. You can't leave. You can't go anywhere. Just come home, guys.
So you would think, of course, Oregon, USC, close game, you would imagine, that most people would imagine, I would think, because USC has played well at home. They've played well against the bigger teams on their schedule this year. I mean, they beat Utah at home not that long ago. It was just a few weeks ago. Oregon in this defense. Last week was the prime letdown spot, and they still got the win, right? Last second field goal over Washington State. That was the letdown because they had the big emotional win over Washington. That was the big hurdle that you had to get past. And then you got Washington State that's coming to your place right before you have to go to USC. This is the spot where I think Oregon puts it on. Like, I think that they will be amped up, ready for this one. USC, like, the three starting tailbacks, or not three starting tailbacks, but their top three running backs, injured, having problems. They were all out last week. Secondary, all out, you know, not looking great. Injuries and whatever else going on with them. They got problems. This air raid can be an issue. Graham Harrell has done a great job with these quarterbacks, with these wide receivers. Like, the offensive line has been playing better. Oregon's defense is a different level, man. Like, it's really good. It didn't look as good last week, but Mike Leach finds even the smallest holes in every defense, right? Do we trust Graham Harrell to do the same thing that Mike Leach did? Like, Graham Harrell played for Leach. I mean, Mike Leach may have shown him some things to focus on, but I don't see it. I think Washington State's a better team than USC. Am I crazy for thinking that?
No, I don't. I still don't really have a feel for where I think this game is going to go. I mean, it's the Pac-12, so my inkling is to just take USC.
Just take the dog, right?
Yeah, because I just don't think we know what anybody is. But if Oregon wants to separate themselves from the rest of that muck and be different than everyone else, then,
you know, I do worry. I do worry about all of this playoff talk with Oregon. Oh, yeah, Oregon's going to win the Pac-12, and then we'll see. Like, are they as good as all of these other da-da-da-da-da? I wonder how much that gets in their heads because they hadn't been there in a while. Like, nobody that was on this roster had ever beaten Washington State until last week. So it does make you a little curious. USC is, of course, always the big dog regardless of what their record is. I wonder how much that gets into their head. I'm curious. I'm very curious.
If I have
curious.
To pick, I'm going to pick USC.
All right. That makes sense. Well, I'm going to make you pick. Okay. So USC plus four. You just taking them to win out right?
Do I get the money line? Or do I just get 1 point for a win?
I mean, you just get 1 point for a win. You taking Oregon?
Such
bullshit. We're just going on a percentage here. We're
can't not, get no odds?
Not, on the gambling show, yeah. But not on this one. Not this one, we're just doing percentage, man.
Give me USC.
All right, USC, roll with it. Roll with it. I like it. You got some cojones. I'm going to take Oregon.
Yeah, you don't take those to the bank. I mean, you can, but they call the police on you.
Nah, you got that right. You got that right. All right, next one up. This is game number four. Utah going to Seattle. Utah -3.5. Look, I don't know what to make of Washington. They've already lost three games this year. Like, the loss to Cal doesn't look as good now, but Cal, of course, suffering quarterback injury.
I'm going to say, the Cal team they lost to is not the Cal team that we're seeing today.
It's a lot different. And there was the rain issue and all that kind of mess. And then, of course, Washington goes and loses to Stanford. And that's not good, right? Because this is not a good Stanford team.
Nope.
They go back home in a big-time matchup. They get a big lead on Oregon. And then they let Oregon outscore them 21-3. And they lose the game 35-31. Now, with all that said, with Washington not looking as good this season as typically you would see from a Chris Peterson team, I kind of like them in this spot. They've had a week off. They've kind of healed up some wounds. They're getting healthier. Utah has been playing. Utah ain't the same team when they are away from Salt Lake City.
Yep.
They're just not. And Chris Peterson has not had a problem being able to beat Kyle Whittingham. Now, this may be the best Kyle Whittingham team that they've had.
I'll agree with that.
And Tyler Huntley, still kind of questionable in this spot. We'll see if he's playing. I would imagine he's going to play in this game.
Yeah, I don't think he's missing this game.
No.
He was, this line would be drastically different.
Oh, yeah. But I do like Washington here. I think Washington wins this game. I don't see Washington losing, you know, five games this year. Like, that just doesn't make any sense to me.
No, so. I like Washington. I love Chris Peterson. I think he's still an excellent coach. I can't explain some of the losses other than just the Pac-12 has just been really weird this year. And I think he's an exceptional coach. I think Utah, you gave the stat, that they're just not as good from away from home as they are at home. And you got to play half the games on the road. That's just part of it.
So. Oh, that's the other part of this. What was that crazy trend I told you?
I don't know about that.
It was,
I didn't remind you of that.
Hold on. I'm going to remind everybody of that one. Let's see. Since 2005, top 10 teams that are favored by less than five against an unranked team coming off of a loss. They are 1-13 straight up and against the spread. That ain't good. Utah is on high alert this week, and I'm rolling with it. I'm going to take Washington to win the game, not just to cover. You doing the same?
Oh, yeah.
That's I
like
think,
Chris Peterson.
Same here. Same here. I'm with you.
I bet on coaches.
Oh, I know. And I'm typically the same way, but I love both these coaches, man. I love
Kyle
Whittingham.
It's not a knock on Kyle Whittingham.
No, I think I just like
him. I think one guy's a top five coach.
No, I think, yeah, you're right. You're right. All right, next game up. Virginia Tech is going to Notre Dame. And would you believe, with all the talk that's been going on, that these two teams have the same record? They're both 5-2 right now.
I would have never thought that. Had you asked me what is Votek's record, I would have, I'd have guessed a lot of things before I'd have got to 5-2.
They are 5-2, and they are 18-point underdogs at South Bend. This game is at 1:30 p.m. It's on NBC. It is at Notre Dame Stadium, of course, Touchdown Jesus. And, man, I'm a little wary on this line being so big. Everybody has completely counted out Virginia Tech. I don't expect them to win this football game.
I don't either.
But, I mean, you're telling me Virginia Tech couldn't keep this within 18?
Yeah, I don't like this line at all.
I mean, Notre Dame got absolutely humiliated at Michigan.
I've been telling people Michigan's a better football team than you think.
It looked like Notre Dame quit. Just completely quit. Now, I understand that Brian Kelly on the road against ranked teams ain't good. I get that. But, man.
There's a part of me that likes Notre Dame coming off of a butt-whooping like that because I think that they're going to just be pissed off at the world. And they're just going to bring the thunder. And I don't know.
And I think maybe that's why this line is as big as it is.
And I don't think there's anything Virginia Tech's going to be able to do to stop that. That defense hasn't stopped anybody.
You might be right. I mean, Duke did house them.
I mean, that's my only fear. I love Fuente. You know that. I don't know that he's
great. Crazy stuff happens, man. I just.
Can he get a little bit of this game day from Memphis love going that way? I don't know.
It'd be kind of nice.
Work.
It'd definitely be cool. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, all right, so we got to make our picks. We got to do our spread picks and our straight up. I'm taking Notre Dame straight up. I'm going to take Virginia Tech plus the 18.
I'll take Notre Dame to cover.
Notre Dame to cover the 18. That ain't like you at all.
No, but
this has been a strange season.
Yeah, it has. I just think coming off of a whooping like that, Brian Kelly.
He's gonna have him fired up, isn't he?
He's gonna have him fired up, and I don't think he's gonna take it out on Votek.
I can understand that.
I think if he can hang 60 on him, he's gonna hang 60 on him.
No, I can definitely understand that. All right, let's get into our rapid fire here. Virginia at North Carolina. The Coastal Division is a train wreck in the ACC. I mean, everybody is within a game of each other. Nobody's out of it, including Georgia Tech, who is sitting at 1-3 in the division. Like, nobody's that good.
That's insane.
So, North Carolina is actually a favorite in this game. And I don't know how I feel about that. I'm glad that we're not picking these because I have no idea which way I would go. I think that Bronco Mendenhall and that defense against a freshman quarterback in Sam Howell, who has looked fantastic, I think I would go Virginia here. I trust them more. I like Bryce Perkins. I think Virginia. But, man, they have not looked good in some spots. And they got a turnover problem. There are some games this year where they have turned the ball, and Louisville ran all over them last week.
That's the biggest thing is how bad they looked against Louisville.
Yep, we lost the mic again.
Shit.
Here, go on to plug in. All right, let's.
You just roll through this.
I'll roll through. Good gracious, sakes alive in the morning. Yes. So, Virginia, North Carolina. Virginia got rolled They only lost by 7, but running game, they've got a really good rushing defense, or at least have for most of the season, and now, not so much. Kansas State at Kansas is the next one. Chris loves Kansas in this spot. We almost didn't. Go check out the gambling picks segment, because he loves Les Miles in this spot. Kansas State coming off of a massive win. People may be overestimating them a little bit. The line may be inflated a little bit. The line is 6 or 6.5 right now. And, yeah, Les Miles covered 3 straight since he swapped out coordinators. So, next up, Michigan and Maryland. I'm only bringing this up because of the Josh Gattis and Mike Loxley beef. Michigan is a 21-point favorite. That line opened up at 17.5. Everybody loves Michigan. I think both of us love Michigan as well. Yes. Michigan, Josh Gattis hates Mike Loxley, and he will not stop pouring on points if he gets a chance to. And that defense doesn't want anybody to score on them anyway. So, yeah, I'd roll with Michigan all day on that. Finally, last one up, Miami at Florida State. This is a crap game with 2 crap teams that have not looked good this year. Florida State is looking a little bit better, but there is still so much turbulence going on inside of that program. And the same thing with Miami. They can't seem to get out of their own way. And I'm very curious to see how this game is going to end up, because the loser of this game is going to have major problems. Major problems. Florida State, I mean, if they win this, they're one step closer to bowl eligibility. That's a good thing. Miami, the same thing, obviously. But for Florida State, that's a bigger deal because they missed last year, and they ain't used to that. And if you don't go to a bowl game 2 straight years at Florida State, you are in major, major trouble. So, yeah, I'm curious about that. I would not make a pick on it. I would not even get anywhere close to that game. You bet against bad teams, and when both teams are bad, you try not to bet on it. Unless you can find an edge, and I ain't found one on this one yet. So, of course, go over and check out our picks in the Gambling Picks section of the website. You can also watch the Gambling Picks segment on YouTube, on Facebook, etc. You can find that on the website as well. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us. The show, of course, always brought to you by Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. You will find us down in Tunica a lot of the weekends in the falls. So, go to tunicatravel.com and go check that out. Now, this weekend, you will find us down on Beale Street. Watch College Game Day. If you're in Memphis, go out, support the local team. It's going to be a fantastic time. Tickets for the game are dirt cheap. Dirt cheap. So make sure you get out there, support your boys. We are looking forward to it. WinningCuresEverything.com, TunicaTravel.com. Hope you guys enjoy your weekend. We'll see you again very soon.
Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.